forever.
Dog. Hello.
Well,
is it
well,
me you're looking for?
I should have said that. Okay, let's start over. Let's do it again.
No. We did it already. It's done. Next week. No, you can do it next week.
Hello.
No. I already said it. No.
Marie, come on.
No. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Clearly, because I can't really hear myself.
I can hear you, baby.
Yo, when Zoom dies, that is the day that we dance.
Yeah. I don't want no more Zooms. Zoom. No, thank you.
Let me hear you say wayo.
Wayo. Was it Zoom, Zoom, Zoom? Zoom. And let me hear you say wayo. Wayo. Girl, you're looking all so fine. Nah, nah, nah,
nah, nah, nah. Let me lick you up and down.
Now, these nasty ass songs in the 90s, they were so gross.
So good. That's real music right there.
But it was a better time. It was a better time. Let me lick you up and down.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of a better time, last week I had a great time with you listening to the episode, my friend.
I just want to let you know the people who reached out, y'all nosy as fuck.
Nosy.
And you need to just simmer down.
Yeah.
I wish I could provide that type of entertainment all the time.
Weekly.
But I can't, you know.
What are they saying? What are they being nosy about?
They just want to know who the person is, or am I in a relationship now? Or does my ex know, like stuff like that. And it's just like, we're not friends, guys. Like, I know we say, hey, friends, but we're not friends. Stop being nosy. I mean, we are friends. I am friends with y'all. I respond all the time, but it's just like, why you want to know all this stuff? Come on, why can't I just tell my business and you just be okay with it? This is why I don't never want to tell my business.
Yo, speaking of telling your business, so that episode was so juicy that the person that I'm sleeping with listened to it.
Ooh.
And now he's actively listening to the podcast. He sent me a message today and said, literally 10 minutes ago, don't know why, but I want to do poppers all of a sudden. Tell me why I was mad, but turned on listening. Dead ass. Yes, he listened to the Eat, Pray, Ho episode, which he told me he was not going to listen to. So I did some reflecting this week. I had to listen to some old episodes, too, to see what we've been talking about over the last, like, year.
Okay. Ooh, let's review, friend.
I mean, I feel like people think that we're all friends. We be very graphic on here, very detailed.
What's the most graphic thing that was said on the pod?
I mean, anytime we say the word squirting, that's pretty graphic, friend. That's like, if I wanted to run for office in a couple of years, we got to scrub the internet of this episode, all of these episodes.
I wouldn't recommend you running for office.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want my friend happy, you know?
You don't see me as city comptroller? You don't see me as as ADA Faustin? You don't see that?
No, because you'll be miserable. I think that's what I don't want. I want a happy Maureen. And I know that won't happen with you doing any type of political anything.
Sydney, you don't know my life. Maybe next year, maybe this last year was whole year. This year is sad year. And next year is politics.
Well, you know, obviously I'll support whatever you're doing because I'm your better half. But, you know.
My better half?
Yeah.
So I am my worst half. Heard you. Thank you for breaking down the mathematics for me, friend.
Oh my God, Marie.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow.
Marie, I want to ask you, I don't know if have we talked about this? What you want your wedding to look like?
No.
No?
But I want my wedding.
You talked about your wedding.
Yeah, okay. I want to know about you, Marie. What about
you?
Well,
can you give me a recap on your wedding? I don't remember what you said.
I don't remember either. But
okay.
You talked about wanting Marie to potentially walk you down the aisle, I think.
Did I say
no,
that?
No, she asked me to be her best man.
Best man. Yes. Okay,
I did say that.
And I said I was going to wear a little suit. Well, can I wear yellow? Can I wear like a yellow tuxedo, like a yellow fitted suit to your wedding?
I think that feels like Easter. And
no, it's going to be like a, no, it would be hot.
I don't know.
It might be a little Easter, but I look good in yellow. I mean, I also look good in red.
Yeah, but then I would have to have my wedding, like the color coordinated, like white and yellows.
Okay. So what's the wedding colors, friend? So I could pick out the suit.
I don't know yet, but we not talking about me. We talking about you. What's your wedding going to look like?
What would my wedding...
If you get married, what kind of dress? How many people? Where are we going to be? Is it destination?
I don't think it's destination. I think it's here. I think it's here in New York.
Can Jam come?
Hell no.
Damn.
Jam can't come. Jam is perched over Sydney's shoulder like the angel and devil in like cartoon times. He's both the angel and the devil.
He is.
That's how much space he's taking up on Sydney's shoulders. I think the wedding is here. I think it is, in my mind, it's not big, but you know, it's going to be a big deal because I'm going to be super famous. So everyone's going to want to come.
That's true. So you're thinking in the next 5 years?
No. I mean, I realistically don't know if I want to get married. But no, I don't think in the next 5 years. I don't want to get married until after I've been in a couple entanglements with some Hollywood people, you know?
Yeah, I said in the next 5 years is a lot of time, friend.
5 years is not enough time to really hoe it up in Hollywood. I feel like I need a good 8 to 10 years to like really be nasty, you know?
Marie, you've already lived your life, okay? It's time.
No, I haven't. What? Sydney? No, I have not lived my life. No one's ever spit in my mouth.
Wow. Okay. I thought that was last week, babe. Like, we're on to the next.
Like, yes. And fuck? I'm just saying that's never happened to me. So like, how can I settle down if I've never wanted someone to do that? Like, have I ever been in love? You know, like, I feel like that have is you? Some.
I feel like you said that. You might be last week.
Yeah, you yes, did yes, say yes, that. Yes, yes, yes.
But that's we're talking about the past, Andrew. Have I, up until this point, had I ever been in love? And to have them put their spit in my mouth?
But you, I mean, so they're already doing it, though, by making out with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, 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 yes. But that's not the same as...
Oh, it's not like that, friend. It's way more sexy.
Oh, it's...
No, it's a just a like a 1-2, you know.
Stop doing that to the microphone.
Sorry,
okay. I know. I okay, so I don't know. I've been to some really cool weddings.
Have you?
We're going to one. Carolina's wedding is going to be a picnic wedding, and everyone has to wear white. I like that. I you want the photos to look good. Realistically, that's all that matters. Is do the photos look good after the wedding is over?
Yeah, it's just I feel like people spend so much money on weddings, and it's just one day, you know. Yeah,
but not every wedding has to be crazy expensive. You know, you set a budget that's realistic, and then you just got to stick to it. I think weddings are expensive typically because people invite too many people.
Yeah.
We're inviting people because our mom is like, oh, well, your sister's cousin's aunt, first grade teacher wants to come. You have to invite her. And it's like, no, I don't.
But to be honest, it's like after this pandemic, people really have figured out what exactly they want to do and where they want to go. And if they don't feel like going to your wedding, they're not going. So I actually think people are more inclined to say no now to weddings.
I mean, were you not saying no to weddings before this?
Oh, definitely. Okay. I mean, but there was a couple of years that I was just like saying yes, 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 yes. And it's like, why am I going all the way to Maine? Like, why am I doing this? Like, I love that you're in love, but... I don't know. I can only go to like my best friend's weddings right now. I think that's where I'm at.
It's so funny that you described a whole destination wedding that you want us to go to. Feels very aggressive for you to think that I got it like that.
You will, because you will be famous and rich.
It sounded like the wedding was in May, so I don't know if I'm going to be famous in not. May.
You will. Marie, you're going to blow up. You keep putting out content on Instagram that I'm like, I can't even believe we're friends.
Oh, yes, the wig video.
You're so funny. I'm like,
I'm going to do a series.
I think you should. It's really, really good. Writing, you look great. You're so funny. I mean, I can't even keep up. I was like, I'm going to do a video. And I was like, you know what? No, never mind.
But I think that's what social media is now, right? Like, or for me anyway, like I'll see somebody put something up or post something and I'm like, oh yeah, I too should post. And yeah. Then it's like, it's like, do I? Maybe tomorrow. And then it's like, this is not peak posting hours. Let me wait till Thursday at 10 a.m. You know, it's, and then I won't post anything for like 2 weeks.
But everything that you do put up is gold. And it's really inspiring. And it makes me feel like, wow, we're thriving. When I see your posts do well, I'm like, that was us.
Look at us thriving. Yes, yes, we're doing very well. Yeah.
You know, I write real sappy, transparent posts that do really well. And then you do funny stuff. And I'm like, this is why we work.
What's the last sappy post that you posted?
About my 3-year anniversary and just like really happy that, you know, I made it. And I know that there's tons of people who didn't make it through the quarantine either with sobriety or just like they didn't live. So I'm like just really blessed to be where I'm at. And I'm like hoping and praying that anybody who's reading it is like can still go on because there is hope.
You said all that while you were sending a text. It's amazing.
No, I said
you're petting Jam.
I'm petting Jam, but I'm saying that that still is valid. I can pet my cat and hit you with some philosophical.
I can pet my cat and hit you with some facts. That's what I thought you were gonna say. No. Last night I was up watching the DMX Snoop Dogg versus.
I love your transition, bitch.
It was. What were we just talking about?
We were I was talking about my sappy post.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And then I said, pet my cat, and I rapped. And I was like, oh, DMX. Anyway, it was really good. Right. They're like such old-ass uncles. Like, it was fun to watch these two guys. Like, I mean, DMX is out of shape, but he was up there rapping
himself. Do you expect him to be?
Yeah, but he's really funny. We should get him on the knit. We should get DMX.
Wait, what?
He's really funny. The two of them together, like, funny old dudes.
Why were they so funny? Like, give me some lines that was funny. I mean, I saw Snoop Dogg dancing, and I was like, okay.
Yes, Uncle Snoop.
I was his eyes. I was like, does he have a thyroid problem? I don't know. It's just
no. I think maybe we just are used to him always having sunglasses on.
Maybe.
And then when he takes his sunglasses off, you're like, oh snap, he got the Wendy Williams eyes. But like,
yes ma'am. No offense to anybody listening out here who is battling thyroid problems and has Wendy Williams eyes. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to you. Look at my eyes. I wish you guys could see them. Andrew, what would your wedding look like?
I was thinking about that. I've seen some like really cute weddings like on top of like Brooklyn rooftops. I think that's cute. Like small, intimate. Sydney's making a face. She doesn't agree.
No. Me and Marie went to a rooftop wedding.
Yeah.
Whose wedding did we go to that was on a
roof? Ryan.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, it was really pretty.
Yeah, I think that would be cute. I don't want anything.
You thinking like 50 people? You thinking 100 people? You're thinking less.
I'm
20 people.
100 people is enough.
I feel like 50 is like more than enough, right? Because like think about like how many people like you actually like can like chill with. Like it's not more than 50 people. right?
But that's you. We're not. What is your man bringing to the relationship? How many people is he bringing to that?
That's true.
I'm like, how could you only think about you, Andrew?
Andrew, you're already ready for marriage. Thinking about you and not even thinking about him. You're ready.
I'm clearly so ready. It's like, yeah, 100 seems like
maybe,
a lot.
Maybe 75?
No, I think 100 people is proper.
I want my husband to bring more people than I do. I think that my
okay, so then maybe happen. Maybe you don't bring, you're not bringing 50. Maybe you bring in 25 people.
25, yeah, maybe less. Yeah.
Maybe you're bringing you're inviting 30 people to the wedding.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
exclusive.
Yeah, I feel like 75 to 100 people feels like more than enough wedding guests.
Yeah.
Because you got to feed these people.
And you have to pay at least 100 per plate, at least.
I mean, I guess it depends on what the catering situation is. Like, I went to a wedding in San Francisco a couple years ago, mm-hmm. and they got married in their backyard. And then we, like, had like a parade route to some park, and it was like food trucks like all over the place, and that's what the reception was us like eating outside.
That's so cute.
Right, that I don't feel like that was $100 a person, but again, I don't know how much food trucks cost, you know.
Right.
But it was nice. They had like a band come, and we marched down like that's through the so streets.
How many people?
That's really beautiful. Now how expensive was it for you to like go to this wedding?
Well, I was with somebody at the time, and I feel like he paid for my plane ticket, so it was free for me.
Bitch.
Also, I think he paid for the Airbnb, so it was like, ah,
Marie,
this wedding,
what the
this
fuck
wedding
you just showed up.
Fabulous. I just showed up and called the bride the wrong name.
Okay, iconic. Now do you
yeah,
believe
iconic?
Do you believe that if like your partner or whatever is invited to a wedding and you're there plus one, do they have to pay for you?
They don't have to pay for you, but if I'm saying, oh, I don't know if I want to go, like if I'm saying, oh, I don't know if I want to go to this wedding, I don't know if I have it, and you want me to come, then yeah, get it. Come up out those pockets.
Right.
Because I wasn't planning to fly to San Francisco. These are his friends.
Yeah.
Were his people. And I was like, I've met them once or twice, but like not enough to jump on a plane for them.
Yeah.
And then it was
San Francisco is not cheap.
No. Like the city itself is not cheap.
Right.
Hey, San Francisco. Remember when we were there in January? Doesn't that feel like 9 years ago?
9 fucking years ago. I saw the pictures. And I was like, damn, man, we did not realize how beautiful this moment was until now.
Shout out to Byron Bowers.
Oh, we miss him. Ah, we should reach out to him. He was so funny and bizarre.
Yeah, he was really great. He was talking about mushrooms and banging old ladies.
Yes. Yeah, he did talk about that. And I was like, do I want to be that person? I mean, Marie, what's the oldest you've ever been with?
10 years older than me.
Okay. That's not
10 years older than me. I was like 22. He was 32. And now thinking about it, first of all, I would never date a man that was that much younger than me. A 22-year-old doesn't know anything. To the 22-year-olds that are listening to this, you guys are smart. Mm-hmm. But like, what are you talking to a 21 or a 20? Hey, Andrew, hey, what are you talking right to a here. 21 or a 22-year-old about? Like, I don't know. Oh, my laptop is gonna die. I need to charge it. Sydney, what's the oldest that you've been?
Not that old. Maybe when I was younger, probably 10. I mean, I was pulling stunts when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
I was making not great choices. And now looking back on it, the people that were, I remember when I dated this guy because mm-hmm. I thought he was rich.
Oh my God. Remember dating people because you thought they had money?
I thought he had money. His name was James.
I forgot about that.
His name was James. And I actually remember his last name too. This Negro, when I tell you, he bamboozled the fuck out.
Why did you think he was rich? He had on Prada sneakers.
One, he lived on West End Avenue. And that's a really good avenue. That's like old money in New York City.
Okay.
So you know, he was
a butler.
No, he worked for I think like finance or something like that.
Okay, he worked
like,
in finance
or like J.P. Morgan or something. And you know, more money. But he was going through a divorce, and I think his wife or whatever, ex or whatever, was taking him for everything.
Everything.
And he lived in a brownstone. So brownstone, finance, older dude. He has a car, West End money. I was like, oh, go to his place.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking dungeon. Like dungeon. It was a brownstone, but it needed to be renovated.
I know what word you want to say, renovated. And now I can't remember how to say
renovated.
It.
Renovated.
Renovated. Renovated. Yes. No,
renovated. It needed to be gutted. It was disgusting. And damn. I was like, please don't turn on the lights. Please don't turn on the lights. Turn on the lights. Yikes. Is that a bug?
Wait, you said, please don't turn on the lights. I need to see what's happening in here. Turn on all lights. Of the lights.
No lights. No gracias. But
dingy,
dusty, and then I obviously had sex with him because I was like, oh,
on the floor.
I was no one is really, really yucky velvet green couch that looked like it could possibly be in like a vampire's like apartment or whatever.
A velvet green couch, sis. He found that couch on the street. That couch,
yes, he did.
Bugs.
He did. He was on stooping. On Stooping NYC, that's where he found.
Yo, that was a bedbug couch. Hilarious.
Hooked up with him, bad. Like, penis flaccid. Like, just
flaccid.
Yuck. Like, but I was like, you know what? I don't have a lot of money right now, and this guy is going to take care of me.
Yo.
When I tell you, he asked me for money.
Ooh, friend, how much money?
I wanted to throw my whole body away.
How much money did he ask you for?
For like $400.
For what?
Yeah, for what?
Rent?
Something didn't like go through, and like he had like paid for alimony or something like that. I don't know. And so his account was frozen.
Oh, that sounds
and he
like a
needed
scam.
To pay for something for his son.
Yeah. His son.
$400.
His son that was the same age as you?
Girl. Pretty much.
Basically.
And I was working at Victoria's Secret at the time.
Did you give him $400?
Bitch, absolutely not. Are you crazy? Mm. I gave him $100. Anyway, so it was such a bad situation. And I'm just so glad that I got out of it knowing my worth.
So your worth is $100. Your worth is -$300.
Yo, his car was so beat up. He was like, this is like vintage. And I was like, does that mean you need to throw it away? Like, what? It was such a not a cute car. It was, that's not how you do an old dude. And that's definitely not how you try to get be a sugar baby. But the way he presented himself, it seemed like, oh, he's got it. Coins on coins on coins. That didn't happen.
Where did
it was really
him?
Embarrassing, and it reminded me of like how I need to do better. Yeah.
Well, that reminds me of the time I went to this man's house because I also thought he was rich. It might have been the same. No, this guy lived in Brooklyn,
and that your guy was white.
No, he was black. Don't do that. Oh. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't Alex English me.
Okay, sorry.
This guy was black, mm-hmm. And he was like, honestly. Thinking about it now, he might have been like a cool 41. Like, so yeah, this okay. So I revised my answer about the oldest person that I but I we didn't okay. So I go to his house I think we met on like Black
Planet. Set the scene, bitch. Set the scene.
I think we met on Black Planet or MySpace or something. It might have been MySpace. And I was staying in Brooklyn at the time at my aunt's house. And he sent me his address. And I think I had to, am I dating myself right now? I had to like Google it on a computer because I didn't have data on my phone. And I get to his house. He had a brownstone also. And I think he was also going through a divorce. But I
go, yo, it be these dudes.
Yeah,
they're guys, predators.
Yes. Because like when I was in my early 20s, I looked like I was in my early 20s. Like I didn't look older. Like I've never looked older than what I am. So it's like if I'm 20 or I'm 21, then I look 19. Yeah. And this guy was like kind of like a Mario Winans situation. Like,
I don't want to know.
Yeah. But like he had like a salt and pepper beard and he was, I want to say he was bald-ish. But like he had like a big, strong, maybe retired from some sport body. And I remember going to his house and his like walls were painted all like really bright colors. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Like, I remember it was like lime green or something. I was like, oh, he must be Jamaican or from Grenada or something. It was very bright, obnoxious colors. And I don't know what the hell I expected when I went to his. I had never even met this man before. There's so many instances where I just went to some man's house just for the sake of like going to some, like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to go. Like, mm-hmm. not necessarily for sex, but like, yeah, he asked me to come over. I'm coming over. Oh my God, I should have been.
Which is fine.
I should have been murdered so many times.
Oh, we all should be dead.
I should have died like at least 16 times. But I just had like my instincts were like tingling. Like I felt like I needed to get out of there. Like we gotta trust our gut at all times. I left. I made up some excuse and I left. Because it was like awkward and he had used some old ass photos of himself on his profile. Because I was like,
what kind of filter did he use?
I think this is before
Oswell.
This is back when you had to like take a picture and then scan it. And
oh,
you had
no, to like girl.
Upload it into the computer all grainy. Like, I feel like no, he did you. One of those things, but he did it with like his like
yikes
high school football photo or something like that. Because I got there and I was like, is your son meeting us? Like, what is. He was like 44. But yeah, you got to go with your gut. If your instincts are saying, I got to get out of here, or I don't want to be here, then you make up that excuse and you leave. You dip. Because I'd rather be safe and seem a little bit crazy than like spare your feelings and then be caught up
and then have sex on a dusty green velvet couch and then have him ask you for like $400. Fuck.
And the sex with those people is never good.
It was so bad. Like, it felt like sex. Remember when Jada Pinkett and Set It Off, Stoney was having sex with that.
Oh, lady. My God. I'm in a bind, Nate.
Yeah. Nate. Yep. I'm in a bind, Nate.
Yeah.
And she's just in that dirty ass hotel and he's on top of her. He's greasy looking. That's exact. This guy was bald. It was yuck.
Yeah, the sheet is only on like half the mattress.
I
think she was at his house.
They were in a hotel.
It's disgusting.
I'm so glad that that'll never happen to me again. Never. I'll never be in a bind like that, Nate.
Okay, so cut fast forward 6 years. You are up for the role of the lead of some movie.
Mm-hmm.
The director or one of the producers asked you to meet him at his hotel for lunch, something like that. Like, you actually eat with them.
Yeah.
They say, I'm going to run up and get the script. I'm going to run up and get the blank.
Right.
Actually, yeah. You want to run up and come get it with me? We'll come right back down. You going up to the room?
To get the script?
To get the script.
No.
You're saying no?
They will send the script to my people. And I'll see the script.
Okay. You've just had a great lunch.
Yeah.
Maybe you had a niçoise salad or something like that. Whatever.
I'm sorry. As a sober person, food, just tastes like food. There's never enough food to be like, yeah, let me go up to this nigga's hotel room. Like, whenever I've had such a great lunch, it's because I've been blasted, so wasted out of my mind. Like, 12 glasses of champagne.
No, like, you've never had a good sober lunch?
No, never.
What?
First of all, I've had great lunches with you, Marie.
I was going to say, I find that offensive. We've had
Great lunches together, but not, I'm going to have sex with you later or go to your place.
Well, he's not implying that you're going to have sex with him. He's just saying he has
I'm assuming you're talking about a script, it's in quotations. The script is upstairs.
Yeah, because the script is also digital. Pull it up on your phone.
Yeah. Email me the script.
Okay, so maybe he needs to get, I don't know what director's the storyboard. I don't know. He needs to go get something upstairs. And he says, oh, yeah, I'll meet you back down here. And then he goes, oh, actually, no, just come right up. We'll be right back. You're going upstairs.
I would like test it out and like see like what happens when you say no, you know, like how they sort of respond to that. Like, would they be okay with you saying no to that?
I mean, they have to be. I don't think that they have a choice. If I'm telling you, if I say
one time, let me tell you another story.
Okay.
So this was a dude, oh girl, this old dude. Oh, man, I was so dumb in my early 20s. This guy, he had to be in his 50s, and I was in my early 20s, and I met him through my, like, promoter friends, and, you know, he would always be out, and you're like, oh, he's got to be an investor. He's got to be an investor of this club, because why is his old ass here?
That's how they get you sometimes, right? Like, you see somebody old, or me anyway, in New York, and I'm like, oh, he must be like a financier or something like that. He must have some money. And then it's just like, just an old person like living in a basement.
It's mean. It's really mean. And that's why you just can't assume with these people. But like, he did have money, but he wasn't going to give it to me. But he thought I was going to give him some, like just because. I thought his status was enough for us to have sex. And it's just like, no, sir. No. So like, I went up to his hotel and he's talking. He took me to dinner, and it was just embarrassing being at dinner with him, because it was clear everybody was looking at us like, this bitch is a hooker. A prostitution whore. Like, there was just no reason why me in this like American Apparel tube dress that's like tangerine color.
Yes, tangerine. That was your good dress.
You look like a
glass of tang.
Killing it in my Steve Maddens that are missing the middle part on the head.
Yes, and the Jessica Simpson wedges.
You hear that tap 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 when, and then I would walk on just one heel, and so you just, I was struggling. Oh man, I miss those fucking days.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you go
to his hotel room, and it's clear that he wants to hook up and kiss, and I'm like, and then.
So how do you dodge a kiss from an old rich person in his hotel?
Sis, I'm an actress. Like, I can't book, but I can act when I want. I started crying. I was like, I cried about something that went on that day that I was upset about. I think I started crying about money, actually.
Oh,
and he was like, oh, well, it looks like we're both trying to get each other right now. And then he told me he had cancer. I was like, what the fuck? How do you beat me? How do you beat me with
after
cancer?
After he told you he had cancer, you sucked his dick or
no? I did not. I was like, I started crying because he had cancer. And then like years later, he died. So he really did have cancer, because at first I was like, he's lying. And then later on, he was not lying about the cancer.
Yo.
But how do you throw cancer at somebody for sex? Cancer does not get anybody wet.
Right. It gets you dry. So maybe that's somebody listening. It's going to be their get out of jail free card. Maybe, you know, you're in a situation with somebody that you don't want to have sex with, and you do a little bit of Sydney and you do a little bit of this man. You cry. And then when they ask you why you're crying, you say, because you got cancer. And then you don't have to have sex with this person.
I'm truly disappointed in myself.
Why? You didn't? Wait, did you have sex with him after that?
No, I didn't. Look, but I really thought, I was city girls, but like the bad kind.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's the thing, like fresh out of college, you're like, you're in New York City, you're like, oh, everybody here has money except me, I'm gonna get some of this money. I remember, I think I've told this story on here before, I was at Barnes and Noble's in Union Square, so mm-hmm. Barnes and Noble, and this, I was in there charging my phone, and this guy walked by the edge of the aisle, and I think we made like eye contact for a second, and then he kept going. And then I saw him come back the other way. And I'm like, this man is watching me. This like slovenly, like sloppy beige man is watching me. And I guess he finally mustered up the courage to come over, because he was like, hey, he was like, hey, I just can't stop. Look, you are striking or whatever. And I was like, okay, thank you.
Which is true. You are.
Yes, yes, yes. I think I had straight back cornrows that day. So I was like, who are you talking to? Obviously, Queen Latifah is your type.
That's a look. That's a look, friend.
Thank you so much. And he was like, oh, he's a director or a producer or something. And he's working on some, he just finished some movie, some Mike Tyson documentary or something. And he was like, can I take you to lunch? He was like, I'm working on something that I feel like you have like a really good look for. And, you know, I'm young and hungry and my phone is almost charged now, so I'm like, yeah, I'll go to lunch. So we went somewhere like around the corner, so not even nothing fancy. I was like, oh, this man must be poor. Are we shitting, like splitting this wrap? We sharing this wrap? And so we're talking, and he's like gross, he's like big and sweaty, and I was like, ugh,
hey, I'm hey, just- hey, it's okay to be big
and sweaty.
Some of our closest listeners are big
and sweaty.
Yeah, it's hot. Some of them don't have ACs.
Okay, I'm not talking about any of the people who are listening. Just imagine sloppy, sweaty, patchy beard, creepy white man. That's nobody that's listening is that.
Yeah.
Is all of those things at the same time.
Right.
So he's talking to me. He's like, I have a script. I'm going to send it to you, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, I'm having lunch with Tom Cruise or dinner with Tom Cruise tonight or tomorrow. Okay. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm having dinner with Tom Cruise. What am I gonna wear to Tom Cruise? I went to like Strawberry and Rainbow and Marshall's.
No, and we hate those places.
Do we? Okay, so the next day he called me,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, okay, so I'm meeting up with Tom at such and such time. I think it was a text. I'm meeting up with Tom in such and such time. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm waiting for the address. He's mm-hmm. like, okay, so after we're done eating, then I'm going to hit you up and you can come by the hotel to run these lines.
Mm-mm. Oh, God.
Excuse you? I'm not good enough to eat with Tom Cruise? I'm not good enough to eat with Tom Elizabeth Cruise? But after he sent me that message, I was like, oh, this man is disgusting. Like, he really thinks that he has a shot with me and my straight back cornrows. Mm-hmm. So I made up an excuse and I didn't go. Last year, all this stuff, like when all the Me Too stuff came out, his name was in all the Me Too stuff.
No.
It was Me Tooing people, yes.
What's his name?
James Tobeck, allegedly.
You did tell me about this guy. I remember that story.
Yeah, if you Google him right now, like you'll see his face and you'll see what I'm talking about, and none of our listeners look like that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. But what, like all the Me Too stuff happened, his name was like right there, like at the top. Well, underneath Bill Cosby and Weinstein, but he was like,
oh, he looks disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Can you imagine? Those. Can you imagine young, sexy Reezy and this man? I'm going to come back to the hotel.
Yeah, but what kind of dress were you wearing?
Well, when I was in Barnes and Nobles, I don't even know if I had a dress on, sis. I might have had on some, you know, coochie cutter shorts.
Oh my God.
He walks by with his little fedora. I'm like, ah, no, sir. No. No.
This fedora.
Why does he look like, I'm not going to say who, but somebody like a bigger.
Who?
Somebody from
that we
a
know?
Festival.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes, he looks like a very prominent festival person that be booking people.
Anyway, like, I mean, we've all had sex that we regret. We've all had hookups that we regret. But that is something that I do not regret at all. Like, there was no way I was letting that anywhere inside me or on top of me.
I'm proud of you, friend.
But realistically, like, you don't have to be proud of me about that. Like, I would never, never.
Hey, man, I've done some. I can't talk about it on the pod, but.
Yeah, you can. Okay, you gonna save it for the Patreon?
I think so. I think I'll save it for the Patreon. But also, it's just like, you know, I want somebody to want me forever. And I need to start figuring out what I'm going to put on a pod.
Wait. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Shut it up. What? You want somebody to want you forever, so you are not going to, you're going to be more careful about what you say on the podcast now?
I think so.
Sounds like somebody might have got in trouble.
After last week.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't get in trouble, but they were like, you know, it's some things you got to keep for us.
Yeah, but this is,
and
for
by
us,
I mean me and the pod.
That's what I'm saying. This is us for the podcast.
I know, but I have to be better. I want, you know, I couldn't imagine being on the other side. Someone having a beautiful podcast with tons of listeners, just hearing my, you know, every little secret and intimate moment. It's just wrong. We should actually go to jail for all of the stories that we've told. Someone thinks that they're sharing a moment with us and it's like, bam. Jeff from Minnesota heard everything.
Yo, Jeff from Minnesota. Look, these things happen. I mean, I'm with you now in that he's actively listening to the like episodes of the podcast, and he'll send me screenshots of the episodes when he's listening, and I'm like, oh, he's at 26 minutes in. Let me see what we said at 26 minutes in.
Because I know that's good that he's sending you like time slots or whatever.
No, he's sending me screenshots of him listening. He's not saying this is where I'm at. I'm using my eyeballs, and I'm like, okay, this is
oh
where he is.
Shit, okay, damn.
But I mean, we do say some wild things on here, but I think for the most part, I stand by what we've said. Like. It's
of
out
course,
there and
bitch,
it is
you
what
stand
it is.
By what you say. You're a monster.
What?
An alien.
What? I resent that.
Marie can do no wrong.
What
Marie
are you talking about?
Marie can say mean things about people. She can be problematic. And everybody's like, this is so funny. I'm obsessed.
No.
Yes.
I can say mean things about people and people will be upset. Like, people get upset.
When did they be upset?
They be hurt and offended.
When?
And we have one person right here who has been upset by things that I've said before.
Oh.
Yes.
That was in the past. I'm talking about recent.
You know that.
Oh, God. It's always in the past when it's with me.
It's
yeah.
in the past, Andrew. I thought we got past that, you know?
We're talking about Marie's relationships with people. And yeah, it happened. True. I'm sure it will happen again. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Oh, I'm sure it's going to happen again. Andrew, what's the... did you ever have a situation where you were gonna hook up with somebody and you changed your mind at the last minute, or you were like, my spidey senses are telling me that I need to get
all the time? I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to be here. I already sort of like got everything I needed. Mm-hmm. I don't need to put myself at risk to just like, for what exactly, you know? You just go home and then you just masturbate, and it's like that's the safest option. So
that is the safe option.
It's the safest option, but it's not the funnest option.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather hook up with someone that's like, okay, like, you know, I don't like thinking about like creepy guys being creepy with a bunch of other people, you know? Because like, how many times does it work out?
Yeah.
So I don't want to be another
and
number.
guys that are creepy do have sex.
Yeah.
All the time.
Not all the time with everybody.
All the time.
They are having sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is that creepy people pick and choose when they're gonna be creepy. So mm-hmm. they'll always be that one fucking bitch that's like, he's not creepy to me.
Yes. Yeah. They're creepy defenders for sure.
And creepy like, defenders. Girl, listen. You are not, you're the exception. And also, you don't know. He's not creepy right now, but you know,
12 vodka tonics in, who knows?
Yeah,
but also everybody has different tastes, right? Like somebody that's creepy to you might be mysterious to somebody else. Somebody that's nasty to you is
might just be a Taurus to me.
Experienced to somebody else. You said a Taurus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, there's Captain Saver creeps out there. They love that weird stuff. But I just want normal. I want like normal, like, oh, this makes sense type behavior. Don't be creepy. Don't be gross. Don't be sweaty. Don't be James. Don't be that. I don't know.
Yeah. There's a club promoter in New York that sort of like scoops up every like young gay that moves to Manhattan for college.
Mm-hmm.
And he just like scoops them all up and says, come to my parties, come to my parties. And the parties, like, they are, I guess, like, they're fun. There's a lot of people there.
Have you been?
I've been to a few. Like when I was like freshly 21, I went a few times, and then I quickly.
You say
realized,
you're too old now.
I think I well,
you aged out.
Also, I didn't give the guy what he wanted. He was like, "Come out to dinner before one of my parties." Like I have, I think he said, "I have a job for you," and I'm like, "No, we're a job."
Oh, you didn't even go to see what the job was.
Because he was already like mean to me. Like a few points where he was like passive aggressive because he already had like hotter gay men like flaunting all over him, and some of my friends have like done sexual favors for him to just get women into his parties, and I'm like, no.
Your friends have done favors for him to get women into his parties?
It was his New Year's Eve party. I'm sure
they love that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people that listen are familiar with him.
Okay. We gonna talk off the record then. I would love to know who you're talking about.
No, I mean he's a creep and everyone for the most part knows it. But like I mean, like when you were talking about like creepy defenders, there's so many creepy defenders because he'll fly them out to like Disney World and Hawaii, and they'll just like do all these like crazy things, and he knows
what
everyone.
Okay, give us examples of what are some of the crazy things that they're doing for him. I just want to know like how much flying in Hawaii is for me.
I don't know because I haven't been on these trips. Part of me wishes like I'm like, well, it's a free trip to
Marie,
Hawaii.
You're like set the scene. Yeah, you know.
But no, I haven't been, but like it's just a sex trip. They have private jets.
Just a sex trip. There's no such thing as just a sex trip.
Jeffrey Epstein sex trip island. Okay.
Yes, literally.
Just a sex trip. But think about the sex that you've had for free in Brooklyn. Think about the sex that. That's what I'm saying. Think about all the locally farmed dick that you've had to sit on here. At least a flight and you know, maybe a some burrata, something.
You might get a nice, nice continental breakfast too. You know,
think about the emotional scarring of doing something like that.
Yeah, but think
that
about all the bad.
You up.
But think about all the bad sex that you've had here. At least you get some passport stamps. Yes,
but bad sex. I come out of bad sex being like, okay, like it wasn't like the worst thing in the world. Like now I know I don't like this thing. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Or
okay,
avoid
yeah.
that in the future. I don't need to go on this sex trip where I know that it's just going to be like a sex trip that I don't like having sex with a person. If I know I'm already going to not enjoy them, why do it?
I know I've done that. I've done like, I could tell the way this person is walking, the stroke going to be trash.
Yes!
But it's like, I got to just try it out and see. Because, you know, they made me laugh a couple of times. But like... You know, life is crazy. I'm so glad I'm where I am now. I've learned a lot.
I think it's funny. I now at this point in my life, I'll take it back because I'm saying I wouldn't get on a jet to have sex, but I would. I would get on somebody's jet to have sex in international waters. I would absolutely still do that at the age
that
I am right now. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I wish
at least one time.
I wish I could, you know, to be your partner in crime with that. That would be fun, just to see.
Just to see. Just
and then we'd be in the same room, and I see you getting bad dick, and
No. See that? I'm not. No, if I'm getting on a plane, it's if it's a private plane, it's private room, it's private balcony, it's private everything. But
no, but we're supposed to be having like a tag team moment.
I have a question.
A tag team moment. So I'm having sex with this person and then I'm gonna tag you in. That's what you're saying? Because that's what a tag team is, friend.
Oh, I don't know what tag team means then.
I have a follow-up question from last week's episode.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, talking about a group sex scenario between the two of you.
Yeah.
I guess your current sexual partners. Okay, yes. And both of your sexual partners have listened to the episode.
Yes.
Okay, is there any updates on that?
My dude is always ready to go. So he said he could pull up. He could be here in 10 minutes if we say yes.
Hello.
Sydney, what did she say? Is she down? She said do it?
I don't think she got to that point of the episode.
Oh,
yeah.
That was right at the end, yes.
Yep.
It was at the very end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drop a bomb at the end, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we always got to have a twist for the listeners.
I don't
know. Are we gonna have a twist now? Because we're pretty much at the end.
Close, yeah.
Yeah, we're at the end of the episode. I don't know. I mean, I asked the question last week. Is there something that you want to ask this week for the twist? Or a question that you want the audience to answer for us?
Is it okay to be butt naked on your couch?
What?
Is it gross or is it what everybody's doing?
It's okay. I think it's okay because I do it here. But are you putting a sheet down or a towel or sometimes are you sitting on a shirt? Like what?
I got a brand new cat, and ass has been on it several times, and I'm like, should I feel bad about this or?
Are you not sitting on like a pair of folded shorts? Like what?
You're not sitting on. I'm with Sydney on this one. That's too much work to put something down. I'm talking about
bare ass
right behind me. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if I put a sheet on it, I might as well just put some shorts on.
No, not necessarily. Like I'll lay naked on the couch, but I don't think I'm sitting naked on the couch.
So yeah, you're laying on the couch like you're dead
in a
casket. That's how you're laying.
Laid out, like titties smushed on the velvet, like watching something, or like laying on my back even. But yes. But sitting, like with my butthole open, like grazing the fabric. I'm not like I'll put some panties on and sit on the couch.
Okay.
Or if I get out of the shower and I have a towel on, I'll take the towel off and I'll sit on my couch. But I'm not. Andrew, yes?
I'm with you on the because there's a huge difference between sitting and lying.
Fuck you guys. It's a couch. Like just wipe your ass.
Well, I mean like Jelly and Jam like already have their asses on top of it.
So they don't sit on the couch. That cats don't sit on the couch. They don't.
They don't sit on the couch.
He's never been on top of the couch.
They're not into the couch. They like sitting on the floor because it's hot in my apartment. So they just want to be where it's cool.
Wait, but they were just on your headboard. What's the difference?
This is they know that this is the communal. This is
that's
this
the
is
climbing
like the
couch.
This is like the floor. This couch.
Sydney, you're saying that they've never been on your couch?
No, they haven't.
Ah, that must be because Jam can't jump. I mean, Jelly can't jump that high.
They can jump. They just—it's too hot. They don't want to be on that. It's velvet.
Okay, we believe you. Look at me winking. So that's the answer. That's the question for the pod this week: is it okay to sit butt naked on your couch?
Yeah.
I think we should clarify: sitting, not laying.
Yeah. Sitting.
I guess the answer for Sydney is. Yes, it is okay. But
I've done it, but then I went back and I'm like, is this all right?
But I feel like during quarantine especially, it's fine. Like who's gonna sit on this couch? It's my couch.
My friends have come over and they sat on my couch.
I was sitting on that sex couch yesterday.
Did it look nice? You liked it.
I mean, now I know that
it's comfortable.
Now I know it's covered in skid marks, but
it's not because I wash my ass and then I get on the couch.
Anyway, this week was fun. I did not smoke, but I feel high. So
look at that. That's what it feels like when you're friends with your better half.
My better half, Andrew. Thank you so much for.
Oh, we didn't figure out a title. Fuck.
Yeah. Say it right now, off the top of your head.
Naked on the couch.
Yeah. Butt naked on the couch.
Butt naked on a velvet couch.
Yeah. Or skid marks on the couch.
I like
skid marks on the sofa.
Yeah.
Skid marks on the sofa. Alliteration.
I like that.
You know, I love alliteration. Or something about old people trying to have sex with young people.
Ooh, like Daddy Warbucks.
Mr. Burns.
Daddy Warbucks.
Daddy Warbucks.
Daddy Whorebucks. Or, damn, Sydney, it was something that you said, American Apparel dress, or something like that. Like, I think something along the lines of one of the things that y'all just said.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Okay, we good?
Yes, I just needed to take a sip of water. I don't really have any final words for you guys.
No, me neither. I mean, after last week, I'm exhausted. I'm still tired from from last week.
Mm. You thirsty, friend?
I've been having a blast. So, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
God is good.
I love this for you. I do. I really love this for you.
Do I look happy?
You look a little tired, sis.
Okay, fuck you. Someone
wrote. You
look
well rested, but also like you've been up late nights.
I looked at some of the. Yes. They're extremely hilarious, witty, and shady as hell. Not to mention drop dead gorgeous. Hands down, my favorite podcast. I even pay for the Patreon. It's worth it to support these amazing women. If you don't love Marie and Sydney, you don't love yourself.
Wait, please read the one that you screenshot me the other day. I love that review more than I think anything we've gotten in recent time. You know what I'm talking about?
Let me see. Hold on. Let me see what I wrote, my friend. Hold on one second.
I mean, I
can read it. Okay. Here we go. Let's, okay. Give them all your reviews and money. I've been listening to Sydney and Marie for years. I'm not super into podcasts, but this one has my forever loyalty. They are just too funny for me to ever stop. Their repertoire of comedy seeps into every conversation they have with each other and their guests. I'm cackling constantly. A few years ago, I got into a car accident. I was fine, but my car was gone, totaled, obliterated, and yet my radio still worked. Sydney and Marie voices were laughing at my wreckage. You think that'd be enough trauma for one to stop listening, but you're wrong. I escaped death and am forever afraid of driving, but I will forever give these two up. But I will never give these two up. Thank you both for the endless laughs, even while sitting in the rubble of my destroyed car. What a divine.
Yo. Imagine getting into a car accident and it's us laughing in the wreckage, just cackling. That visual is beautiful to me.
Iconic.
I love it.
I love it too.
I love it. And I love this podcast.
Just keep reviewing, guys. Keep reviewing. I would love for us to get to 1,000 reviews.
We're almost there.
We're at 963. So. Keep it going.
Anyway, y'all keep those going. We are going to stop right here. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have a story about a time that you had to trust your instincts or you went to have sex with somebody and you were like, actually, no, we would love to hear it. Send those to us.
Love to hear it.
And also send us maybe like a quick description of what your wedding would look like.
Ooh, I would love that.
Hit us with a who, what, when, where, why. Where's it gonna be? Who's gonna be there? How many guests?
Yep. And what your dream partner looks like. What celebrity it looks like.
Yes, who would play them in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
If you're with that person, send us their picture so we can tell you who would play them in a movie.
Yeah, that too. That's funny for the next episode, actually.
Anyway, thanks, guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.